this point, I think they had an inkling that I would flee. I think some of that fear comes from also being very isolated and having a
Shazia Kayum spent 5 years living in shelters, hiding from her family. Kayum's crime? She wanted a divorce from her cousin, whom her parents had forced her to marry, on a family holiday to Pakistan when she was 17 years old.
At the beginning, I was in fear for my life. I was never threatened by my family to say that they would take my life or they would kill me, but I was still fearful. For me, that is one of the hardest decisions I've ever made in my life. Also, thinking that the consequence may be of me leaving, that my parents would never speak to me again. My siblings would never speak to me again.
Kayum says she felt alone, isolated and suicidal until she met Jasvinder Sangera, who had a similar story. Her parents tried to force her into marriage, but she fled and went into hiding for years. It was only after her sister Rubina committed suicide over an abusive marriage that Sangera became an activist.
She cried for help because she was suffering horrific domestic violence in her relationship. And every time she went to the family, she was told to go back and make the marriage work for the sake of honour, their honour. So she went back, and in the end, she set herself on fire. For me, I felt strongly that I was one of many. Rubina's death didn't have to happen, and it shouldn't be in vain.
Sangera wrote a book about her experiences and set up a safe house and helplines that have helped thousands in Britain desperate to escape forced marriages and honour violence. The problem is attracting increased public attention. In 2007, the stoning death of Kurdish Iraqi teenager Duwa Khalil got worldwide coverage. She was accused of dating outside her religion. Diana Nami from the International Campaign Against Honour Killings says honour crimes are a global issue.
At the moment, it has been increased, and I believe it's just due to the rise of Islamist fundamentalists, especially around the world. It has been increased a lot, mainly in Middle Eastern countries.
There have been other high-profile honour killings in Britain. 16-year-old Heshu Yone's father killed her for dating a Christian. Banaz Mahmood had her boyfriend Filmer in hospital after her family attacked her. In the video, she says her father and uncle tried to kill her because she fell in love with a man the family didn't want her to marry. Later, police found her body in a suitcase. Both men were convicted of murder. Sangera believes the police failed Mahmood because they didn't take her case seriously.
They sent her away on more than four occasions and didn't believe her. The sheer disbelief factor kicked in. What, your father is going to kill you for kissing a guy on a tube station? I don't think so.
Government officials say there are 12 honour killings a year in Britain, and now they're training police, doctors and teachers to look out for the warning signs of possible abuse. Vernon Coker is the Home Minister in charge of combating honour killings.
Let's just be clear about this. Leaving the word honour aside, what we're talking about is killing. We're talking about murder, and that's what we'll do all we can to bring anybody who does that to justice.
Shazia Kayum is no longer hiding in the shadows. She's now 28 years old and is the spokeswoman for the government-sponsored forced marriage unit. She's taking on schools that are ignoring the issue.
For me, it's really important for young people to know that there is help and support out there. Putting up the posters in schools, like we have drug and alcohol posters. Why are we worried about offending parents? It shouldn't be a PC issue, a political correctness, it's a human rights issue.
Shazia Kayum and others like her hope their work will also convince parents and the public at large that honour killings are simply murder, and they must be stopped. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.